It's Edward Goldman with Artog on KCRW. Most of the time when we go to museums, we are there to see the exhibitions, especially the so-called blockbusters. One such blockbuster, Chagall, Fantasy for the Stage, is currently drawing crowds at LACMA. Last weekend, I went to see it for the third time, and I'm sure it won't be my last. But it's also worth keeping one's eye peeled for what happens at the museums after the doors to their galleries are closed. Last night, LACMA's Bing Theater was packed with people who came to hear architect Frank Gehry, former director of the Guggenheim Foundation, Thomas Krantz, and William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, in conversation with LACMA director Michael Govan. These four bigger-than-life personalities with several decades of collaborations under their belt talked about three cities: North Adams, Massachusetts, Bilbao, Spain, and of course Los Angeles, that have been dramatically transformed by visionary architectural projects. Leaving LACMA last night, I was happy to see that metro construction on Wilshire and Fairfax has ended, and all the barriers in front of LACMA and Patterson Auto Museum were at last removed. And what a pleasant surprise it was to discover two gigantic banners placed on the facade of the Broad Building at LACMA, with semi-abstract images of palm fronds interacting with actual palm trees on the sidewalk. Reading the museum's press release, I see that this is a work by Argentinian artists Zini and Maidagan, and part of the upcoming multi-site exhibition that engages 16 U.S. Latina and Latin American artists. This exhibition is part of the Getty Sweeping Pacific Standard Time, LA-LA, project which explores Latin American and Latino art in dialogue with Los Angeles. Another one-night-only museum event took place last week at the Getty Center. There, on the stage of Harold Williams Auditorium, were five chairs, one empty and four occupied by author Lawrence Weschler, artists Tacita Dean and Romero Gomez, and physicist Charles Falco. All of them were engaged in conversation about David Hockney's and his interest in science and philosophy. Suddenly, Hockney himself surprised everyone by coming on stage, taking a seat and lighting a cigarette. Who could say no to David Hockney, whose 80th birthday Getty Museum is celebrating with two concurrent exhibitions of his paintings and photographs? So, here's another intriguing after-hours museum event that you might want to attend. This one takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, at the Orpheum Theatre downtown as part of the Broad Museum and Private Collection Lecture Series. Celebrated Los Angeles artists Mark Bradford and Sharon Lockhart, both featured at this year's Venice Biennale, will be on stage talking with art critic Katie Siegel. And be sure that you ordered tickets for the upcoming blockbuster, making a stop at the Broad in October, Yaoi Kusama, Infinity Mirrors. At previous stops in New York and Seattle, this exhibition was sold out in the first few days. Here in Los Angeles, tickets will be released on September 1 at noon. It's been Edward Goldman with Artog, CRW.